Week 4 has just kicked off, and upon my entry into the door, I couldn't help but notice this lovely gentleman just pedaling away. Now, I want to describe to the folks at home, what exactly are you doing in this big circular cardboard wheel?
Well, what I've got here is the pedal-powered prime mover. It's a pedal-powered generator.
Okay.
Generates 12 volts DC. The generator is right behind me, little tiny thing.
Okay.
That's where the power comes out. The flywheel is there to smooth this out, make it easy for me to pedal. You can see I can pedal with one leg.
Now, you're saying like a regular bicycle wheel with spokes and stuff, would that be more difficult?
It would be more difficult. You would feel like you were walking upstairs. It would be very jerky.
Gotcha.
So this is real smooth. I've got my little fan to keep the engine cool.
Oh, yeah.
That keeps blowing on me, although I'm
What not... keeps you cool?
Well, being outside is really helpful.
Okay.
And you got to dress the part. You can't be in street clothes and be working on this. Right now, I'm powering a laptop computer and an inkjet printer.
All on the 12 volts that you're generating from the pedaling?
Directly, right at this moment.
Okay.
Yep.
What about if you go faster?
Well, if I go too fast, you'll start to see things smoke.
Wow.
So.
Do it.
Gotta be careful. That's why I keep checking my little speedometer here to make sure that everything is within safe ranges.
And what is the safe range?
On this system, it's about 12 to 14 volts.
Okay.
And I'm just at 14, a little bit over right now, so I'm slowing down a little bit.
So on the speedometer, like how fast are you going, do you know?
If I were out on the road, I'd probably be going about 10 miles an hour, maybe a little bit more. This is not a hard workout to run a laptop and a printer.
What would be a hard workout?
If you were to plug that television set in along with the laptop and the printer, like the typical person does, watching TV while they work, that would be a good workout.
So that's a lot of manpower powering all that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I can keep this pace up for 4 to 8 hours.
Okay.
But if that TV was plugged in, too, I could probably only go for about a half an hour.
Wow, okay. So, is there anything that, like, what's so big you can't power it at all?
Well, I've got a chart over underneath the tree, and it shows what you could run if you pedaled for 1 hour.
Okay.
The whole top part of the chart, you can run something for more than an hour after pedaling for one. The whole bottom part of the chart is bad news. And it gets down to the point where I think you can run your whole house, if I remember right, it's like 36 seconds.
Okay.
So there is a limit. Yeah.
And have you actually used this in practicality outside of, you know, Maker Faire? Are you at home pedaling away?
This is my morning workout system. I've been riding it for 2 years, half an hour every morning. The power goes into a recycled electric vehicle battery bank.
Nice.
And then goes through an underground cable to my home office. I work at home in a home office.
Yeah.
And it powers the laptop. Half-hour workout pedals the laptop
That's amazing.
About half a day.
You're keeping in shape and helping the environment. I love it. I love it so much. And if people at home want to find out more or learn how to do it themselves, do you have a website or is there a tutorial?
I do. The reason we have the printer is so we can print flyers with the web address on it. And they're pedal-powered printed flyers. There's one over there right now.
You could just tell it to me. Cheat.
It's kind of long.
Okay.
It's www.lost-gatos.ca.us/DavidBU. That's my name.
There you go. I got it. You guys got it. All right. Well, thank you very much. Keep on working out. We're going to check back in later and see how he's doing.
See how I'm doing. You bet.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.